Okay.
差不多在同一个时间吧。
Round the same time.
地球上相隔着10,180公里的两个地方，上演着悲喜两重天的重头戏码。
A tragic and comedic drama unfolds between two places separated by 1,118 kilometers on Earth.
一边是华盛顿的建国250周年庆典。
One is the 250th anniversary celebration of Washington, D.C.
另一边是德黑兰哈梅内伊的葬礼，庆典。
On the other side, there was a celebration of death for Dufferin Hamine.
那头，诚如一家美媒所说
As a media outlet reported, that animal.
庆典再盛大
The celebration was even grander.
也掩盖不了美国人内心的焦虑和失望。
This cannot hide the anxiety and disappointment in the hearts of Americans.
而在这弥漫的焦虑和失望中
Amidst the pervasive anxiety and disappointment,
没人会排除波斯战争的贡献。
No one will exclude the contribution of the Persian War.
伊朗英语新闻电视台7月4号报道。
Iranian English News Channel reported on July 4th.
德黑兰为最高领袖阿里·哈梅内伊举行了声势浩大的公众告别与悼念仪式。
Delfin held a grand public farewell and memorial ceremony for the supreme leader Ali Khamenei.
现场摄影师捕捉到的画面令人震撼。
The images captured by the on-site photographer are stunning.
数十万
Tens of thousands of mourners.
哀悼者聚集在德黑兰伊玛目霍梅尼大清真寺，参加哈梅内伊的告别仪式。
Attendees gathered at the Imam Khomeini Grand Mosque in Tehran to attend the funeral ceremony for Khamenei.
人声鼎沸。
A cacophony of voices,
人头攒动
a crowd of people,
时值是酷暑啊
it's a hot summer.
画面显示哀悼者头顶的喷淋装置向人群喷洒水雾降
The screen shows the leader of the mourners spraying a mist to cool down the crowd.
志愿者们也在分发盛满冰块的大桶饮用水。
Volunteers are also distributing buckets of ice-cold water.
伊朗政府表示
The Iranian government stated that
哈梅内伊的国葬将于7月4号到9号举行。
Khamenei's state funeral will be held from July 4th to September 9th.
历时六天
6 days long.
美国总统川普在4号的电话采访中承认伊朗民众在哈梅内伊的葬礼上哭泣和愤怒的景象让他感到震惊。
In a phone interview on an April 4, U.S. President Trump admitted that the sight of Iranian people crying and angry at Khamenei's funeral deeply shocked him.
他感叹说
He sighed.
我还以为伊朗人不喜欢他呢。
I thought Iranians didn't like him.
于是
So,
在美国250周年庆典的演讲上
In the speech at the 250th anniversary celebration of the United States,
川普不得不以一种一眼假的说辞来为自己打了个圆场。
Trump had to come up with a flimsy excuse in order to save face.
他说我们因为心软还给他们放了一周的假去办葬礼。
He said that we gave them a week off to attend the funeral because we were too soft-hearted.
这是真的。
This is true.
伊朗人喜不喜欢哈梅内伊？这个问题的答案只能掌握在伊朗人的心里。
The answer to the question of whether Iranians like or dislike Khamenei can only be known by Iranians themselves.
需要历史来给出结论。
History is needed to draw conclusions.
毕竟，当年就是热情似火的。
After all, it was a time of intense passion.
伊朗人， 踢开了世俗的巴列维王朝。
The Iranian people overthrew the secular Pahlavi dynasty.
把霍梅尼抬上了最高的神位。
Elevated Khomeini to the highest position.
但有一点却是现在就可以肯定的。这场川普错误发动的失败。
But one thing that Hendy affirmed right now is the failure of Trump's mistakes.
战争极大损害了美国在伊朗普通人心中的形象和信誉。
The war has severely damaged the image and reputation of the United States in the hearts of ordinary Iranians.
相反
On the contrary,
伊朗政权由于成功地抵抗了美以的侵略。
The Iranian government, due to its successful resistance against the U.S.-Iran invasion,
收获了远高于战前的声誉和支持度。
Gained a reputation and support that far exceeded that before the war.
哈梅内伊的死在伊朗的宣传叙事中很自然地被升。
Khamenei's death was naturally elevated in the Iranian propaganda narrative.
升华为殉道和殉国，是波斯版的君王死社稷。
Huawei's martyrdom and sacrifice are the Persian version of royal death.
他从一个饱受诟病的宗教领袖被包装成了抵抗侵略而献身的民族英雄。
He was packaged from a controversial religious leader into a national hero who sacrificed himself for resistance against aggression.
那么
So,
是谁让这场战争成了巩固德黑兰政权威望和把伊朗人民推向美国对立面的机会呢？
Who enabled this war to become an opportunity for consolidating power in Tehran and pushing the Iranian people into opposition with America?
不能不说
Can't say
这真是拜川普所赐。
This is thanks to Trump.
更让人震撼的是悼念现场数十万伊朗人高呼美国去死的口号。
What was even more shocking is that tens of thousands of Iranians chanted death to America at the memorial.
这个口号不是今天才有的。
This slogan has not been created recently.
如果放在战前
If it were before the war,
那么你还可以指责它是刺耳的极端主义口号。
So you can also accuse it of being a harsh and extremist slogan.
但今天呢，语境已经大不一样了。
But today, the context is completely different.
经历了美以毫无道理的联合侵略和高强度的轰炸。
Experience the unreasonable joint aggression and intense bombing by the US and Japan.
平民死伤无数。
Countless civilians were killed and injured.
包括开战第一天被炸死的那167名小学生，国家满目疮痍之后的伊朗人，再次喊出那个口号的时候。
When the Iranians shouted that slogan again after the 167 elementary school students were killed in the first day of the war and the country was left in ruins.
你还能简单的予以谴责吗
？Can you condemn it simply?
这也进一步证明了美以伊朗战争目的的彻底失败。
This further proves the complete failure of the purpose of the U.S.-Iran war.
它不仅没有削弱
，He not only did not weaken，
反而增强了伊朗反美反以的决心和勇气。
This actually strengthened Iran's determination and courage in opposing the United States.
那么是谁让世界在这场战争之后
Who caused this war?
看到的是一个更加团结
What I see is a more united
而不是更加涣散的
Instead, it is more scattered.
伊朗的不能不说
Iran cannot be ignored.
还是拜川普所赐。
It was thanks to Trump.
我们都看到了。
We all saw it.
除了发动战争的美以之外
In addition to the US and Iran,
世界上没有任何一个国家愿意站出来
No country in the world is willing to stand up.
支持这场无可争议的侵略。
Support this undeniable aggression.
从北约到欧盟。
From NATO to the European Union.
再到日韩和澳洲。
And then to Japan and Australia.
这些曾经是美国坚定追随者的盟友们无一例外。
His former allies who were once steadfast supporters of the United States.
都采取了与川普行动划清界限的政策。
All have adopted policies that distinguish themselves from Trump's actions.
拒绝提供实质性的帮助。
Refuse to provide substantive assistance.
因为他们实在是找不出支持美以赤裸侵略的国际法依据。
Because they simply cannot find any international legal basis to support the U.S.'s naked aggression against Iran.
为此还遭到了气急败坏的川普劈头盖脸的恶意辱骂。
This also resulted in Trump's furious and abusive attacks.
那么
So,
是谁让伊朗人在和美以的角力中竟然取得了明确无误的道义优势。
Who is it that has allowed Iranian people to achieve a clear and unambiguous moral advantage in the U.S.-Iran conflict?
依然是拜川普所赐。
Still, it's thanks to Trump.
唐代赵蕤《长短经·公羲中》
During the Tang Dynasty, Zhao Rui's short and long treatise was used to attack the West.
就说凡伐国之道
It's about the way of then.
攻心为上
The most important thing is to win over people's hearts.
攻城为下
To conquer a city.
但川普外交偏偏优先
However, Trump's foreign policy is biased towards prioritizing.
放弃的就是意识形态指引
Abandoning ideology is the key.
所以其最致命的软肋就是不攻心。
Therefore, its most prominent weakness is its lack of empathy.
不攻心
Unfairness
就意味着不会得民心。
It means that you will not win the hearts of the people.
意味着在和其他国家被自己厌恶的政权博弈的时候
It means...that when playing against governments in other countries that are also despised by themselves,
只能依靠蛮力硬来打得过去
only rely on brute force to overcome,
就打打
just hit,
打不过就溜完全看运气
However, whether or not you can successfully sneak in depends on luck.
这是代价最高
This is the most expensive,
效率最低的外交政策
the least efficient foreign policy,
愚蠢至极
ridiculous.
前总统奥巴马最近评价川普版的美伊备忘录的时候就
Recently, former President Obama commented on the Trump-era U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding.
就讽刺地说
Ironically,
他在任的时候没有发动伊朗战争。
He didn't initiate the Iran war while he was in office.
没有付出高昂的战争和道义代价。
Without the high cost of war and morality.
凭借国际施压
through international pressure.
就已经达成了一份出色的伊核协议。
We have already reached a remarkable nuclear agreement.
成功压制了伊朗的核武开发。
Successfully suppressed Iran's nuclear weapons development.
结果呢？川普上来就退出。
The result is that Trump immediately withdrew.
并且主动毁弃了到手的成果。
By proactively abandoning the guaranteed success.
非要另起炉灶。
Don't bother with another stove.
甚至不惜发动让自己道义尽失的战争。
Even if it means waging a war that compromises its own morality,
可在付出了高昂惨重的代价之后
after paying a high and heavy price,
签订的 却是一份远不如之前伊核协议的投降书，何其讽刺。川普外交不得民心的最新例证。
It is ironic that the agreement is far less than the previous Iran nuclear deal, which is a testament to Trump's unpopular foreign policy.
来自看似和政治无关的世界杯。
From the seemingly politically unrelated World Cup.
众所周知啊。
As everyone knows,
伊朗队也参加了世界杯。
Iran also participated in the World Cup.
他们的小组比赛被安排在美国本土，但全世界都目睹了。
Their group competition was arranged in the United States, and many spectators witnessed it.
他们是如何被川普政府恶意刁难
？How were they unfairly targeted by the Trump administration?
除了伊朗队之外。
With the exception of Iran,
所有其他美国赛区的参赛队都允许根据比赛球场的位置。
All other U.S. competition teams are allowed to use the location of the competition field to their advantage.
就近选择和安排时
When choosing and arranging,
以便备战
Prepare in advance.
只有伊朗队被美国行政当局勒令。
Only the Iranian team has been ordered by the U.S. administration.
只能在比赛当天入境美。
Only allowed to enter on the day of competition.
美国，比赛结束之后。
After the American competition.
立刻离境，不允许在美国过夜。
Do not stay overnight in the United States.
于是。
So,
伊朗全队不得不把训练和食宿地安排在墨西哥。每一次出场比赛都要劳师远征跨境。
The entire Iranian team had to arrange their training and accommodation in Mexico, and they had to travel far across the border for every match they played.
飞往异国球场。
Fly to the foreign stadium.
每一次入境的时候。
Every time I enter,
还要重复接受歧视性的盘问和检查。
Still have to endure discriminatory questioning and inspections.
打完比赛
，After the game,
连喘口气的时间都没有。
Not even a moment to catch one's breath.
就必须动身再飞回墨西哥。
Then I have to fly back to Mexico.
同时。
At the same time,
伊朗队的很多必要的训练辅助人员
，many of Iran's essential training support personnel，
包括队医、战术分析师
，including tactical analysts for the opposing team，
后勤主管等等
，administrative staff etc.
不可或缺的管理与技术人员都被拒签。
The essential management and technical personnel were denied entry.
无法进入美国。
Unable to enter the United States.
导致伊朗队成了世界杯上辅助人员配备最不齐整。
This is the reason why the Iranian team has the least complete team in the World Cup.
比赛行程最长。
The longest race schedule.
训练恢复条件最差的参赛队，更为可耻的表演。
The team with the worst training conditions performed even worse.
是美国国土安全部部长马克韦恩·马林在伊朗队被淘汰离开美国的时候说了这样一段话。
Here is a quote from U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wyman, who said this as the Iranian national team was being asked to leave America after their elimination.
他说
He said,
我很高兴他们踢完了
I'm glad they finished playing.
而且不会再回来了
And it won't come back.
当我们撤销他们的签证
When we revoke their visas,
并通知他们离开美国领土时
and inform them to leave the territory of the United States when they depart.
我简直太开心了
I'm so happy.
说不定还哼了几首歌。
Maybe he hummed a few more songs.
可能还跳了一段舞。
Maybe he slash she danced a little more.
这就是一个国家行政部门长官对待一支外国体育球队的公开表态。
When a government official of one country publicly comments on a foreign sports team.
足球运动员不是政府的雇员。
Football players are not government employees.
他们当然的属于人民的范畴。
They certainly belong to the category of the people.
所以谁也无法理解为什么川普政府的官员要这样去对待一支体育队伍。
Therefore, no one can understand why officials of the Trump administration treated a sports team in such a way.
试问。
He asked,
如果你是伊朗的队员。
If you are a member of the Iranian team,
你会如何看待美国?
How do you view the United States?
伊朗外长阿拉格奇直接发文痛斥说,
Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif directly posted a scathing statement.
马林的言论已经证明
Marlin de Yan Lani Jingjang Main.
美国根本不配主办国际大赛。
The United States doesn't deserve to host international competitions.
美方的所作所为是东道主失仪将体育政治化的典型反面教材。
The actions of the U.S. are a typical example of how the host country can be suspicious of politicalizing sports.
试问
Ask,
如果就事论事
If we are to discuss this matter objectively,
你认为在马林和阿拉格奇的言论之间
Do you think there is a difference between the statements made by Marin and Alack?
谁代表了体育的精神?
Who embodies the spirit of sports?
谁是更体面的那一方?
Who is the more respectable side?
本来啊，川普集团要想给糟糕的伊朗战争贴上些许道义的标签。
Originally, the Trump group wanted to give a moral label to the disastrous war in Iran.
那他就至少要证明自己的敌人和打击对象。
He must at least prove his enemies and targets.
不是伊朗人民。
Not the Iranian people.
但川普根本不考虑国际外交中争夺民心的重要性。
But Trump completely ignored the importance of winning hearts and minds in international diplomacy.
他反其道而行之。
He went against the grain.
当着全世界的面大肆的羞辱和虐待。
Publicly humiliate and abuse.
作为体育运动代表前来参赛的伊朗足球队。
As the Iranian football team representing the sport of football came to participate in the competition,
将足球彻底政治化
to completely politicize football,
沦为了自己泄私愤的报复手段
it has become a tool for personal revenge.
这应该是世界杯历史上，也是所有正式国际体育赛事。
This should be the most significant and influential political international sports event in history. And
东道主绝无仅有的公开不公正对待参赛球队的案例。
The host country's unique case of publicly mistreating competing teams.
以至于伊朗队的主教练。
So, the coach of Iran's team.
阿米尔·加莱诺伊表达了他的愤怒。
Amir Galeno expressed his anger.
他说
,He said,
我们是整个世界杯里最受压迫的球队没有恢复。
We are the most oppressed team in the entire World Cup, and we have not recovered.
没有完整的团队。
No complete team.
这对球员不公平。
This is unfair to the players.
伊朗队的遭遇
The encounter with the Iranian team in King of Fighters
总会给人一种强烈的暗示
always gives a strong impression.
川普决议要从这支伊朗足球队身上讨回一些在战场和谈判桌上失去的颜面。
Trump is determined to regain some of the prestige that this Iranian football team has lost on the battlefield and at the negotiating table.
可是这注定只能适得其反。
However, this is doomed to backfire.
让全世界见证了美国今天的心胸狭隘到了什么地步。
Let the world witness how narrow-minded America has become today.
从任何一个视角观察，川普放弃攻心的功利主义。
From any perspective, Trump's abandonment of self-serving pragmatism is
外交政策都和美国250年来的传统价值观格格不入。
The foreign policy has been in conflict with the traditional values of the United States for 250 years.
而从这个意义上说
In this sense,
他称得上是最反美的美国总统了。
He can be considered the most anti-beauty president in America.